The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I have no idea. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Boy. We have no idea what's going to happen. Wow. And we don't care. Say what? But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here you go. Here's your question. Watch this one. A big one right now. Which area do we need to have more peace in? Which area do we need to have more peace in? Not peas, peace. Okay? We don't visualize world peace. We're asking about peace. What area do you need to have more peace in? Wow. If you have some kind of opinion, comment, thought, or question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We do consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob.
Prayer request?
Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like you're feeling like you're on a roll. You're on a roll. Like that play right there.
B-Bar went berserk right there.
You see, this is what's great about live radio. You guys don't understand. It's not perfect. There's nothing perfect about it. We just roll with it, right? I mean, you do what you do.
Right.
That's
hilarious. We will eventually send you up to the website. Not right now.
He's got website on the brain. All right, so here we go. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, if you've got a prayer request, we want you to reach out to us. If you're in San Diego, it's 11:35 and 0.07 seconds right now. If, in fact, you are in Dallas, it's 1:35.15 seconds right now. If you are on the moon, there is no time to be able to tell you because it's not a finite definition of time on the moon. Can't help you there. But if you're listening from wherever live to our show, you are entitled, enabled, and have the ability to reach out and call us. That is for prayer requests. That is for praise reports. That is for just sharing something that's going on. Maybe it's a question. We do. It depends on the theology level. Will depend on whether we answer it or not, per se. But we are going to be praying for people. We do have somebody calling in right away. Before we do anything else, we'll take that call. But you can reach out to us, by the way, 972-445-0770. You can also text us. I just want to make sure you know that in case you're feeling like, I'd rather text and be safe at a distance. You can do that by simply texting 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice. Now,
214-210-8483.
Another way you can reach us, by the way, is email. Yeah, it's free. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. We do have a caller. Let us send the caller through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, Sergio.
Hello, Sergio. How are you, my good brother?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I had a feeling you would call today. Isn't that weird?
Well, I've been meaning to call, but you know, sometimes it's hit and miss. But yeah. But yeah, that's good.
I got you, bro. I got you. What can I help you with today?
Well, it's just really, you know, I listen to the show every day, right? Sometimes I'm able to call in, sometimes I'm not. But a couple of days ago, I think it was last week, you said, and obviously I'm paraphrasing. You said something like, "Man, we're just full of sin. We're just sinners. I mean, why do you that time that you lie? Why do you think you're a good liar, etc.? Right? So my observation is." So my disclaimer is this, David. You know that I just finished reading the New Testament, and I just started Genesis.
Right.
For the very first time in my life, right? And I'm just taken aback by that book of Genesis of how just dirty human beings are. I mean, and it's the very first time I read it, right? It's the very first time I read that book. And I'm just, like, in awe. I'm in shock of, like, Lot's daughters, the sons of Noah, and again, I don't know the Bible as well as you, but I'm just, you know, going back and forth.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
Those ladies that liked one son and didn't like the other. I mean, I'm just kind of like, what? I'm just kind of like, we're just so, like, broken, sinful people from the beginning. I mean, is that just to... Am I just new to this, or is that true?
Both. You're spot on both of those. And let me just say this. Let me commend you, because without somebody trying to read it for you or tell you what it is, you're reading it and you're going, wait a second, this looks kind of ugly. This is worse than we thought. So the thing to remember about the entire premise of the New Testament is it takes the Old Testament and says straightforward to us, you guys are a mess. And the New Testament says, I'm going to help you. So it's like the whole process is you're looking at it going, wow, it's ugly. And it is ugly. And in fact, when man ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what's amazing is that that knowledge has not ceased. There is good that knowledge does penetrate, but there is a continuation of knowledge that is evil, which is how man continues to find new ways to sin that you would never thought were possible, and they still keep coming up with these new ideas of doing just defiant, unbelievable, ungodly actions. Your observation is 100% spot on, but that's the redemptive story. That's the good news of the gospel. You are a sinner, but you are a sinner saved, and that's the key. The key is it doesn't stick there at Genesis. It goes all the way to Revelation. And what that teaches us, especially when you get into the book of Revelation, is a mess. We need help. And then God sends Jesus Christ, his son, to die for our sins. The help has come. Emmanuel, God is with us. And Jesus becomes the redeemer and the core of our good news. That's the key. So you look at it and you go, thank you, God, for your mercy.
Yeah, and again, like I said, I'm like in chapter 20 or something like that. No, I don't know what chapter I'm on in Genesis, but slowly but surely, and obviously with your help, I'm starting to get a little bit more of an idea of of this journey. And again, I'll let you go, David. Thank you for everything that you've done for me, and keep doing what you're doing, and go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. Got it. Great call from Sergio. Great, great, great question. And what's amazing about that call, I want you to listen. This is why we've got a – we have every question Sergio has ever asked on tape. It's on record. We just have to take all of his questions and just list them. That would be like one of the best "These Are the Questions I Have for Faith" books. I'm telling you. That's why Sergio's got a lot more coming in his future than he thinks. But let's just move on from that. I'm not going to get into that right now. Here is the reality check. You read that. You read in Revelation, or in Genesis, and one of the things, and I've read this a couple of times. I know you guys have read this a couple of times. And when I'm saying a couple of times, I mean a couple times in a row, like time after time after time. You are almost broken if you are sensitive at all as a human being to the fact that you have to get to Noah where God has to wipe out the earth. You're just like, okay, everybody making fun of this, that, whatever. Forget all that stuff, okay? God is so disappointed with the direction that man goes. He wipes it. It's like, don't even get through halfway through Genesis when this is happening, man. You're not even a third. You're not even a 20% through Genesis, and God's like, okay, we're going to have to do this again. Think about that, how harsh that is, that everything mankind was doing grieved the Lord. The creator of man was grieved by the intensity of the sin. That's why the redemptive story, the good news, the gospel, Jesus is our answer, is our solution. There is no, I know people want to, well, you know, maybe I can work for it. Not a chance. You can't unstain what you've stained. That doesn't work. Once you stain it, it no longer has the capacity to get into heaven. We need something new in Jesus that is unstained put upon us. And when we acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, not just going, yeah, he's a really cool moral dude, but actually acknowledging that our sin makes us fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And if we declare with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. So let me say something about that real quickly. There are people that will declare it and not believe it. You better get used to that. You have to believe it. You have to believe it. You have to believe it to be saved. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's got to be real. It's got to be sincere. It can't be a show. If you've never voiced the prayer where you tell God, the Father, you're sorry for your sin, you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you receive him in your heart by faith, you ask him to pour out your Holy Spirit in you, you confess that you believe that he was raised from the dead, you confess that you believe he died for your sins, buried, and 3 days later rose from the dead, and that you ask for forgiveness, and you ask for him to grant you this new life, and you receive him by faith, and you pray that in the name of Jesus Christ to the Father, in the name of the Son, with help from the Holy Spirit. If you've never voiced that, you need to. Because the scripture says what? If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And the next verse mentions that salvation is connected, because with the mouth one confesses, and that puts a person in a place of acknowledging Jesus Christ and being saved. Got to confess it. If you've never done that, you need to do that. But listen to the observation of a man who's pursuing God and trying to find out more. Looks at the book of Genesis and goes, man, we need help. And Sergio's right, we do. And you know where that help comes from? It comes from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Well, how about that? Right? That's powerful. And if you've never voiced that, you need to voice your confession before the Lord. Yes, if you get saved, if you are saved, if you make a decision to yield to Jesus and you become a Christian, yes, you need to follow. Yes, you need to get baptized. Yes, you need to get into fellowship. Yes, you need to get connected with Christians. Yes. But you got to make that confession. And it's critical for people to understand that. You don't get to Jesus by osmosis. You don't get to Jesus because your friend or your family is connected to Jesus. You get there. It's your responsibility. And we need him to find deliverance from our sin and our sinful ways and from the penalty of sin. Just that simple. I know we like to it is true. We do like to make things as complex as possible. I mean, there is a grand truth that we are what's the word I want to use? That we are really good at taking something simple and make it overly complex because what? We're goofy. That's why. But listen to what the scripture says. In Romans 10:10, it says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Did you hear that? With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. How important is that? Exceedingly. All right, now before we do anything else, I want to pray for people. Okay, I know people are like, what's going on? Just follow the show. That's all I'm trying to do. You can do it with me. We're going to pray for people who are listening who have never made that confession. We're going to pray and give thanks for somebody that is finding deliverance by the grace of God. I'll share that in the prayer. We're going to pray for Robert, Robert and Rosalyn. And we're going to pray also for Aunt Deb and for Eric's friend Greg. We're just going to bring it before the Lord with faith, trusting that God hears us when we pray. And that's another thing. If you're not sure God hears you, you need to become a person of faith. His ears are waiting for your cries. Do you hear me? All right, let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let's do it together. Let's take our faith and bring it before the Lord together. Together as a fellowship. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And first we say thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Lord, I can't thank you enough for saving my life hundreds of times and giving me grace that I can feed upon the peace that comes from you. Hallelujah. And Lord, we have people to thank you for. We have people to pray for. But first, we just say thank you for being who you are. We know the church doesn't always do the best job, Lord, of reflecting you. But it's your church. It might be a mess, but it's your mess. And so we ask you, Lord, to help all of us do a better job. And first, we want to say thank you for Remy, who's just been prayed for, this young little girl, a friend of a granddaughter of Aunt Deb's friend. And it's just, we just thank you that she is cleared to leave the hospital by grace and by mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you for that and praise you for that. We pray for Robert and Rosalind. We pray for Robert right now. He's going through his own presentations, not always easy to do. And we pray you give him strength and courage and encourage him. Don't let him get discouraged. Don't let him get upset. Let him just speak from his heart with you as his helper. We pray, Lord God, for Aunt Deb. I hate the dentist, Lord. I don't have to lie to you about that. I tell you the truth as often as I can. I speak every ounce I can. I hate the dentist. She's at the dentist again, hopefully for the last time for a while. It's always uncomfortable for some of us. Be with her. Let her not be afraid in any capacity. Lord, I also want to pray for Greg. And this is where it leads in, Lord. You know where my heart is here. This is Eric's friend. He doesn't know you. His mother, apparently right there, closing in on time. Closing in on her departure. We pray for Mary, who's closing in on her departure. We pray for Greg that he would become more than intrigued and interested in the gospel, but he would be drawn in by the power of the gospel and the declaration of your life and of your love.
pull Greg towards you. Bring him towards the kingdom. We all pray for his salvation right now. We pray, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord, at the same time, all these people who are listening to my voice right now who have never made that confession, Lord, have never made that confession of the belief and confessing unto salvation, that you would stir them and they would confess before you right now, pray unto you right now, calling upon your name, being sorry for their sin, calling upon the name of Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, for redemption, and they would receive Jesus in their hearts by faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on their lives. Let them confess it, that Jesus, you died on that cross for our sins, you were buried, and 3 days later you rose again, according to the Scriptures. And that through your forgiveness we have redemption and new life. Let the people confess it. Let it be real. Let it be for those that have the opportunity to be born again, for them to find new life in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Okay, well, didn't actually go kind of the direction that I thought things would go, but that part's okay. I don't mind that very much. We are still yet going to do some of our other stuff. That was kind of fun, though, because we kind of got into it. I hope you guys got something out of that. We are going to do a trivia question because we need to do a trivia question. Here it goes. What is the meaning of the Hebrew word Yahweh? What is the meaning of the Hebrew word Yahweh? Is it angel, Lord, or Father? What is the meaning of the word that is used for God, Yahweh? Is it angel, Lord, or Father? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. Ha! Because I have a sign up there. That helps me remember. Thank you. Now, on the website, there's a lot of cool stuff. Now, I even have my testimonies up there. You guys can hunt that down. It's in two or three different places, that my testimony. It's kind of a bizarre testimony, I will say, but kind of cool at the same time. I think it's cool because it saved me. Hello. There's encouragement. There's opportunity to put prayer requests in there. There's opportunities for sharing praise reports. Maybe you just got a question. You're trying to just figure some stuff out. Don't hesitate. We'll do our best to answer you and be a blessing to you. There's also a place to give.
Oh, you're a ministry that does nothing but ask for money?
No, I hate asking for money. But money is what it takes for us to pay the bill here at the radio station, and that's the only way we can do ministry. And I'm living on less than minimum wage, so I kind of don't want to hear it. How's that? If you can give, give. If you can't give, don't. Pray for us. We need the prayer. I'll take the prayer over the money any day because I believe God changes the universe through prayer. Check it out on the website. If you can give, great. If you can't, the Lord bless you anyway. Our website is hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
That's funny because we actually brought up Jaws yesterday.
Yep, for Romans. Yeah. We're gonna use that for Romans. It's just too funny. Okay, your trivia question. What is the meaning of Yahweh? Is it angel, Lord, or Father? I think I'll give you the reference point anyway, Genesis 2:4 for those that are trying to figure it out. The show didn't go the way I thought it was going to go because it doesn't go the way that I tell it to go because God doesn't ask David's permission. And if I get it right, I feel very fortunate, very lucky, in fact. The reality is, if you do have an answer on that trivia, you can give it to us. And I can tell you this right now, this message that I'm getting ready to teach in this next 60 minutes is a message that I've taught before. If you're thinking, gosh, he's going to teach something he's taught before. Yep, me. I'm just following Jesus. See, Jesus taught multiple times on multiple subjects. Why? Because we multiply need to hear them. Why? Because we multiply forget. You want to know one of the reasons that there's four Gospels? Is because if you tell us once or even twice or even three times, it never seems to be enough. So we're going to get into this message. It's going to challenge some. Some are going to go, I've heard this before. And I want to say this right now. It's really important, really deep in my heart and spirit for all of you. When you hear the gospel being presented in any way, shape, or form, it is my strongest advice for you never to go, oh, I've heard that before. I know all this stuff. I don't need to hear that. That is, not only is that wrong, it's insulting to God. That very gospel is the same gospel that keeps you. Didn't just save you, it keeps you. And you should love to hear it every time. The trivia answer, what is the meaning of Yahweh? Is it angel, Lord, or Father? And the answer is Lord. Yahweh means Lord. If you're in San Diego, hang out with us. Go to hemusincrease.org. Or if you're in Dallas, hang out with us. We're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually having a wonderful day. And you know, every once in a while, you get some extra time in with the Lord. And you just think, man, I can't wait to hear that trumpet. I just can't wait.
Yeah.
I just can't wait.
What's going on? You want to know the answer to that,
I do. And so this is a good one. How many times did the boy who Elijah raised from the dead, how many times did he sneeze?
Seven.
That is correct, sir. You are right. A little unknown fact from a lot of people that they might not be aware of is that actually so after Elisha stretched himself out, the child sneezed seven times, and then the child opened his eyes, which means that he sneezed those seven times without his eyes open, which is like, wow, that's bizarre. It's like, how do you do that?
I just thought about it that way.
Yeah, it's like, how would you do, I mean, how do you sneeze, I mean, my eyes go in the back of my head when I sneeze. I just don't know how that happens.
Didn't he lie prostrate across
Correct. That is exactly what he did.
I thought, okay, if he was sneezing, was he sneezing in Elijah's face?
That's an excellent question. I do not have that answer, but you have to sit there and wonder.
To find that one out, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the prophets went through a lot, although it could be a tough one. Excellent job, my friend. Excellent answer. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Right. We roll. That's a great question. He sneezed in his face.